Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for September 29th through October 6th and beyond?
So Venus changes signs on Wednesday, October 2nd. Venus will move from Libra, its own sign, to Scorpio, a sign ruled by Mars. The planet of love, agreements, pleasures, value, finance, sensuality, and so forth, will now be in the passionate, power-oriented, deep-feeling, transformative sign Scorpio for the next 4 weeks.
Ooh, yes. Venus in Scorpio tends towards immoderate behavior. It's like combining Venus with Mars. Generally, this results in something excessive, especially in the pleasures department, such as over-the-top indulgence, passions getting out of hand, persuasion veering towards pressure, etc. Are there any positive outcomes possible with this Venus transit, Ron?
Well, okay. On the positive side, Scorpio can be a good organizer, and it's good at inspiring others towards a goal. And then Venus is a planet of guidance, so there could be some energy for say, the attaining of shared goals or inspiring people towards a goal.
Ah, but as always, the question is, what are those goals?
Oh, yes.
Scorpio is so inclined to underhandedness. It is always a challenge to use the energy for wholesome ends.
All right. Next up, we have the new moon, which will be on Friday, October 4th. At 17 degrees Virgo. This begins the Hindu lunar month, Ashvina, which is named for Ashvini, the nakshatra, the lunar sign that the moon falls in, which will be on October 18th. Ashvini's image is a horse's head, and it is associated with healing, with travel, and new beginnings. So this is considered an auspicious month to begin new projects or go on a journey or for healing.
Mars enters Leo on Saturday, October 5th. Mars is happy in the sign of its friend, the Sun. So this is an improvement for Mars, which has been in its sign of debilitation, Cancer, for the last 6 weeks. Overall, the significations of Mars will improve, or at least operate with less frustration.
Leo is the sign of royalty, and therefore leaders and governments. Mars is the planet of action, force, and conflict. The likelihood for governmental actions is increased with this combination.
Leo is also a sign connected with power and ego. So when Mars is in Leo, people can be more overbearing, especially if Leo is emphasized in the natal chart.
And by entering Leo, Mars will be renewing its fourth house square aspect on Venus. So Venus had gone into Scorpio a couple days before, and now that Venus is in Mars's sign Scorpio, when Mars moves into Leo, the energy of Mars hitting Venus will have actually even more impact. Mars will remain in Leo for 7 weeks until November 26th.
Mercury is now in Libra, and will be closely conjunct Rahu and Saturn all this week. Mercury will be exactly conjunct Rahu on Saturday, October 5th at 13 degrees Libra. The planet of rational thinking and ideas and reasons is conjunct the significator of obsession in the sign of idealism. This is a recipe for being obsessed with your own idealistic thought process. Of course, your ideas aren't the same as everyone else's.
Yeah, the problem is exacerbated here because Saturn, which is the planet of endurance and control, is quite close by to the Rahu-Mercury conjunction. Saturn adds the element of obstinacy to the already obsessed idealism.
Delightful. Sounds like a recipe for congressional showdown, especially since it's all happening in the USA's 11th house of the legislature.
Right. So, we have a bunch of celestial events in the zodiac this week. which means that by next week we'll have a whole host of different things to report on, and we'll look forward to you tuning in then.